Everybody, it's your host, Alonda Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. So our topic this week is called Plan the Wake. Yes, like a wake as in the one that happens before the funeral, plan the wake. I can remember as a little girl, I would wonder why people would have a wake because they were so much like funerals. I never understood the need for two services that were similar. I always felt like they prolonged the pain to saying the pain that saying goodbye brings. What I now know is the wake is the service where everyone gets the courage to say goodbye. It's a dress rehearsal, if you will, to the end of someone's life. I also believe it is where the inventory of the quality of someone's life happens. Were they a good person is determined by the number of people who attend or reach out to express their condolences, as well as inventory is taken of the people who are mourning and showing support of the bereaved. After we come back from break, I will tell you why you want to plan the wake.
Welcome to Boldly Living Podcast, where we share tips and strategies on ways to thrive as professional women and moms over the age of 40. I'm your host, Valerie Ashford Brown, transition coach, empowerment speaker, and leadership development expert, helping you gain clarity, confidence, and courage to move forward in midlife and to your next level. Don't forget to join me on Mondays at 7 o'clock p.m. See you there.
Hey, everybody, it's Alonda Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspectives. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you. Thank you for coming back. You are listening to I Am Becoming. Plan the wake. Number one, I want you to plan the wake because it is time to die. Time to die to your old self, all the generational curses that have been holding you back from walking into your best becoming. Yes, you heard me right. Plan the wake. It's also time to take inventory of the people in your life who have been okay with you being stagnant and also those who have been pushing you towards your becoming. The wake will be your final goodbye to those who are okay with your growth being stunted, and it will also be your final apologies to those who, along with yourself, you have been letting down by not becoming. The wake will also allow you to take inventory of your generational curses that must be broken and buried. This will start the grief process and promote healing for your soul to become liberated in freedom. The wake will allow you an opportunity to gain the courage and serenity to make peace with your past, because we've all made mistakes before, and that's okay. Mistakes have been, if you will, tilling the land of your becoming. You will decide here if you are ready to die and allow old things to pass away and become a person you can be proud of. Your legacy is dependent on you to make peace with your past, so that you can walk in your favor and your future and prepare the way for your future generation. Peace, wholeness, and prosperity will come from you. A lot of us have been raised in, you know, the people that raised us and the generations that we've stood on before have just been able to do the best that they could at that time. But I believe that we are now the millennials. For certain, are the generation that are going to change the trajectory of families. I believe that rich families are going to come from you. I believe that change and the correction of things of the past will come from you. I believe that you will be your best self, and we will prove that it doesn't matter where you come from or what type of foundation you've stood on, that you can still change the trajectory to be positive, that you can still become your best self, and your future generations will prosper. Because we are, a part of becoming is tilling the land that was already given to you. sometimes you inherit a farm, right? And the land was prosperous for seasons. And then the land can get cold or hardened. But that doesn't mean that the land cannot be retilled to be restored and to be reharvested and that nothing else can come from that of fruition. I feel like a lot of us have been stuck and not tapping into our full potential because there was nobody, the land sometimes that we have inherited had went cold. And there, and what that means is that some of the people that raised us or the generations before us, they did the best that they could with what they had. And, you know, in their time, that was good for them. But in our time, that's not enough. And so I want you to know that there are resources here. There are people here. We have more access to resources that our previous generations and ancestors did not have access to. Certain things in our world were taboo back then. You didn't ask people for help, or you just stuck with the people that you knew and y'all tried to make it the best way that they could. But what I do know is that you have to plan the wake, because everything that has been holding you back, mind, body, soul, reality, can die and you can start anew. And that's okay. And I feel like people always try to just remix or edit, but sometimes you're the problem. And that doesn't mean in a negative way. It just means that everything that you were handed before, your parents' job was just to get you here. And it's your job to make sure that you take off. And I think, like, I even myself had to get free of the notion that I was supposed to have all of these things. And because I didn't have all of these things, that I'm going to be stagnant, and that's not so. And I was able to get free. So I'm here rooting for you to become free, to become whole, to let till the land and make sure that there's a great harvest set up for the next generation, and also to live off of your land right now. You could reap the benefits of your harvest. So I want you to plan to wake. This is one of a three-part series. We're going to go through the process of grieving what we felt like we didn't have to be able to start anew. Everybody knows that when you create, when you have a cut, it has to go through a process of healing. And this is the process of healing, and we're going to begin that process. This is the first step to the process of healing, is planning the way. You have to get okay with the fact that what you didn't have, you got to make peace with your past. Like, I didn't have that, and that's okay. I know that people, you know, we live in a judgy society where people try to make you feel and act because of what you didn't have. But I'm here to tell you it's okay, because there's more after what you didn't have. There's an abundance here for you to have, and you got to live in your now. And your, because I serve a God that is of an unsuddenly blessing, but you have to be ready. And He'll bless you even on your journey to getting ready, because He sees your effort to want to try. So I appreciate you for listening this week. I want you to do some homework. I want you to write a list of all the things that people have said about you that you've carried, whether you believe it or you don't believe it. Write a list. Make peace with your past. I want you to write a list of the things that you believe about yourself that are true or that aren't true. I want you to also write a list of the person that you see yourself as and who you see yourself becoming. And I want you to reach out to me. You can reach out to me at iambecoming1@yahoo.com and let me know how your homework is going for you this week. I definitely want you to tune in next Sunday at 3 p.m. You can also email me. Just let me know how your becoming journey is going. If you need some more encouragement, if you need prayer, I'm available. Also follow me on I Must Become One on IG for your daily inspiration and motivation. I appreciate you for listening. I'm cheering for you. I am rooting for you on your becoming journey, and I'm so proud of you. I am very proud of you for tuning in and taking the steps, whatever you're doing, even if you're reading books, if you're going to counseling, if you've gotten a coach, and you're whatever the steps you're taking, that's one step further towards your becoming. I'm rooting for you. I'm very proud of you and your effort, and your life will be proud of you when you get done. So thank you for tuning in. Again, I'm your host, Alonda Brooks, and meet us here next Sunday at 3 p.m. Peace.